Please do take a seat. And if you let me add my welcome to Jeremy's. And if you don't know me, my name is Craig. I'm one of the leaders here. I mean, a little later, we're going to be looking at the Bible together. We're going to be continuing in Proverbs. And there's one thing I'd like us to just think about now, one question. And that is, what's the most important thing to get? What's the most important thing to get? If money didn't matter... Oh, well, we'll have two microphones going now. There we go. We'll just use this microphone. And if money doesn't matter, if time didn't matter, whatever, if you could get whatever you wanted, what would be the most important thing to get? If there was one thing in life you could get. So maybe just talk to your mum or your dad if you're here with them, or the person sitting next to you. But just take 30 seconds to think, what is the most important thing to get? What's the one thing? Okay, I think you might have some ideas. Now, does anyone want to shout out what they thought the most important thing is to get? Yes, Diane? No pains, yeah. I mean, I think many people would love to have no pain. Sam? A 9 in your maths test. Is that out of 10 or out of 100? Because that would be a different goal there. Yes, Murray? You want every single game currency in infinite. So in computer games today, you can kind of turn your pounds into other currencies and you can buy lots of stuff in the games. And Mari wants to basically be able to get all she wants in any computer game. I mean, that would certainly be very fun. And Daniel? So I didn't quite catch that. He wants to cure cancer. That is a good classic answer. Well, I put a few up here. That we might think of. Some people might think that money, because you can get all of the things you want with money. If you had infinite money, you'd be able to get all of the in-game currency that Mari wanted. I thought maybe you might say friends or family, that might be the one important thing in life, even if other things are good or bad. Friends or family. Maybe many of the grown-ups would like a satisfying job, or just to have as much fun as you possibly can in life. But we're going to look at Proverbs 4 that gives us the answer to what is the most important thing to get a little later. So I'll be back then, and I'll hand over to Jeremy now.
Thanks, Jeremy. So as you can probably see, this reading is taken from Proverbs 4, and this is the International Children's Bible, and the words from the reading should be on the screen. My children, listen to your father's teaching. Pay attention so you will understand. What I am telling you is good. Do not forget what I teach you. I was once a young boy in my father's house. I was like an only child to my mother. And my father taught me and said, hold on to my words with all your heart. Keep my commandments and you will live. Get wisdom and understanding. Don't forget or ignore my words. Use wisdom and it will take care of you. Love wisdom and it will keep you safe. Wisdom is the most important thing to get, so get wisdom. If it costs everything you have, get understanding. Believe in the value of wisdom and it will make you great. Use it and it will bring honor to you. Like flowers in your hair, it will beautify your life. Like a crown, it will make you look beautiful. My child, listen and accept what I say. Then you will have a long life. I instruct you in the way of wisdom, and I am leading you to do what is right. When you walk, nothing will hold you back. When you run, you will not be stumbled. Always remember what you have been taught. Don't let go of it. Keep safe all that you have learned. It is the most important thing in your life. Don't follow the ways of the wicked. Don't do what evil people do. Avoid their ways. Don't go near what they do. Stay away from them and keep on going. They cannot sleep until they do evil. They cannot rest until they hurt someone. They fill themselves with wickedness and cruelty, as if they were eating bread and drinking wine. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun. It shines brighter and brighter until it is fully daylight. But the path of the wicked is like deep darkness. They can't even see what makes them stumble. My child, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them deep within your heart. These words are like the secret, are the secret to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. Be very careful about what you think. Your thoughts run your life. Don't use your mouth to tell lies. Don't ever say things that are not true. Keep your eyes focused on what is right. Keep looking straight ahead to what is good. Be careful which way you walk. Stick to what is right. Do not turn to the right or the left. Stay away from evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please do take a seat. So we've been working our way through Proverbs, and you might have noticed as we go through it that it sounds like a father giving advice to his children. And chapter 4, well, it's no different. And I wonder, though, did you notice that now he's sharing what his father said to him? I mean, in those verses 2 to 4, he's basically saying, this is what your grandfather, he said to me when I was a boy. I'm sure your parents might have said at some point, when I was young, when I was a little girl, when I was a boy, and they tell you something. Well, here, the father is passing on the wisdom of the grandfather. And the grandfather, well, he gives us the answer to our question. The question I asked earlier, what is the most important thing to get? And I wonder if you heard or saw the Bible's answer when Ellie was reading. So look with me, if you can read, verses 5 to 7. And it said, get wisdom and understanding. Don't forget or ignore my words. Use wisdom and it will take care of you. Love wisdom and it will keep you safe. Wisdom is the most important thing. So get wisdom. If it costs you everything you have, get understanding. So it seems pretty clear there that wisdom is the most important thing. So important that we should get it even if we lose everything else. And children, you weren't here when we did Proverbs chapter 1, but we learned that wisdom is useful for all of life, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. It helps us with understanding, knowing how life works. It helps us with knowing what is right and wrong. It helps us practically, you know, how to do different things well. Wisdom is the most important thing in all of life. It's the most important thing to get. And so here's an example of why it's important. You see, I've got these blocks here, and I want to build an awesome tower. And so I'm going to try and build an awesome tower. And so I've got these here. I want to make it as tall as I can, so I'm going to put them end on end like this. We don't even know. Well, maybe if I put the third one, it will hold it down a bit. No, it's not working. So let's just try again. I'm going to try again, and let's just keep doing that. We'll build a tower. Maybe if I hold them for a bit longer and get some more up there, it will go okay. Oh, nope. Okay, just give me one more try, and we'll see if this works. Maybe if I twist them like that. There we go. I don't think this is going to work, because you see, I'm just failing again and again. And if I'm someone who doesn't go out and get wisdom, well, these blocks, they're just going to keep falling and falling over. And I'm going to keep failing at it. You see, clearly, I do not have the wisdom to build an awesome tower. And if I think I already have all the wisdom I need, well, this is just not going to go anywhere. But if I realize that I don't have the wisdom, If I have the humility to think, I don't know everything, then what might you do? Has anyone got any thoughts on what might you do? Yes, Murray? Remove the rugs, good idea. But anyone got any ideas how I could get some wisdom? That's some good wisdom from Murray there. Yes, Zoe? That's more good examples of wisdom. But what might I do to get wisdom? I might ask, we don't like experts anymore in the UK, but I might ask an expert. I might ask someone that knows what they're talking about. See, it just so happens that Mark, who's on the sound desk today, he is an engineer, which means he knows lots of stuff about how things work. But I also happen to know that he's very good at DIY. And so I think with those two things, he should be very good at building towers. Now, I asked Mark to write this all down for me. So I've got Mark's tower building wisdom all in this big book here. And so I'm going to look at that and see if I get any ideas for how to build this tower. It might have Mari's idea or Zoe's idea in there. I think we're going to try it this way. That seems like a good way to go. So let's do it this way. With Mark's wisdom in hand, I'm now going to start building a tower this way. Maybe not so tall so quickly, but we'll see. It might start to stay. This is good. It's looking good so far. It's staying, isn't it? You see, yeah, it's still going. We can keep going. I might not go as tall as it can. We'll see. I think we can maybe stop here, but it looks like this could keep going for a bit more. I think I will stop there just in case this topples too far. But you can see there that I didn't know what I was doing, but I used Mark's wisdom, and it helped me to now build an awesome tower. And you see that going and getting wisdom is a very good thing. Realizing that I don't have all the wisdom is good for me. It means that I'm going to go and get wisdom, get it from Mark, and now in his book that will be published soon. If we are people that get wisdom, well, the grandfather says it will be like this. And in verse 8, he says, believe in the value of wisdom, it will make you great. Use wisdom and it will bring honor to you. You see, people might be impressed by my tower now. He says, it will make you look beautiful, like flowers in your hair or a crown on your head. And so the father now kind of stops thinking back to his father. And he says, so listen and accept what I say, and then you will have a long life. You see, in this book, Proverbs, he's instructing us. He's instructing his son in the way of wisdom to do what is right. And the end result, he says, is that nothing will hold you back when you walk. When you run, you will not stumble. He's saying you will know how to live in the world that God has made. You'll know what is right to do, what is wrong to do. You will understand how things work, like building towers. And therefore, you won't feel like there's a bungee rope pulling you back the whole time. And you won't feel like you're tripping over rocks all the time. You know, it's knowing that this hammer is for hitting nails and this screwdriver is for tightening screws. You can imagine what happens if I'm trying to use this hammer to do a screw. I'm not going to get anywhere at all. Or if I use this screwdriver as a hammer, I mean, I'm more likely to break the screwdriver than I am to actually hit a nail into this block of wood. You see, the most important thing is to get wisdom and then life will go well for you. That's what the Father says in Proverbs. You know, if you want to get better at football, well, get wisdom from better players. If you want to do well at school and in your exams, get a 9. Trust teachers and the advice of those who have taken those exams before. And if you want to know how to live a satisfying life in the way the world was designed, well, then get wisdom from God, the source of all wisdom. And we're going to sing about that God now. This next song, it is about it's about God, who is the source of all wisdom, and how he loves us. It says that even when I choose to disobey, when I choose not to listen to his wisdom, he leads us back to his truth. So this God, this source of wisdom, he wants us to succeed at getting wisdom. So please stand with me to sing. Well, do take a seat again. And we'll go back to Proverbs 4 now. And so far, we've seen that the most important thing to get, well, it's wisdom. That we should be people who go seeking wisdom out. Well, now, the Father tells us to kind of hold on to it. In verse 13, he says, always remember what you have been taught. Don't let go of it. Keep safe all that you have learned, It is the most important thing in your life. So wisdom is the most important thing. So get it. But also he says it's the most important thing. So don't let go of it. Don't let it run away. Because it is possible to turn away from wisdom, to lose it. I mean, I always have to remind myself that it's not good for me to eat all the biscuits in the house. I mean, that's a regular occurrence. I have to remind myself that is not wise. But more importantly, I'm always having to remind myself of God's wisdom. Every time I'm tempted to be selfish and love myself more than loving God and loving my neighbor. When I'm tempted to cheat on my homework, I am still at school, so I do have homework as well. When I don't want to give back the £20 note I saw fall on the floor. We have to work to hold on to wisdom. And before, the Father gave us all the good things about having wisdom. But now he tells us the bad things about not having wisdom. And here he's focusing on wisdom that's about right and wrong. He talks about people who are ignoring the good wisdom of following God. They're not following him. They're turning away. And he says, don't follow the ways of the wicked. Don't follow the ways of the wicked. Avoid their ways. Don't even go near what they do. Keep on the path of wisdom. And what he says next sounds kind of extreme. They cannot sleep until they do evil. They cannot rest until they hurt someone. They fill themselves with wickedness and cruelty as if they were eating bread and drinking wine. See, this is like a bit of a cartoon picture. It describes people who have gone so far from the path of wisdom that wickedness has become normal and everyday for them. So if this is the path of wisdom is going that way, following the green arrow, and the path of wickedness is going that way, they've gone so far that way that to them, it just looks like it's this way around, that's the good way, that they've gone the right way. You know, normally, knowing we have done something wrong, or that, you know, gone this way, or that we've hurt someone, for most of us, that is what would cause us not to be able to sleep. But for them, the wicked have gone so far, it's completely the opposite way around. They can sleep like babies over here. In fact, they want to do those things. And like I said, this is a kind of a big kind of cartoon picture. But it's saying it's the wicked, they've gone so far into wickedness, it's normal. And that right and wrong has been turned on its head. And when you stop and think about it, I'm sure you can see areas in the world today where what is wrong and what is not, what is wrong and what is not wisdom is now celebrated, and what is right is attacked. You know, we always say it's a good thing to share the good news of Jesus, but there are people and places that will tell us off for that, will attack us for doing that. And so in verse 18 and 19, the Father then compares what it's like walking on the path of wisdom versus walking on the path of wickedness. And he says that the path of the wicked is like deep darkness, that they can't even see what makes them stumble. They're kind of walking around and they trip over a rock and they just can't see what's happened. They don't know why they've tripped. It's saying they can't even see that using this hammer instead of a screwdriver is a bad idea. They can't even see that that's a problem. They'll just keep trying and doing it, like me with the tower earlier. They can't see what's going wrong. Or that they're ignoring God. They can't see that ignoring God will end badly. And so instead of the path of the righteous, the path of the righteous, the wise, it's like the morning sun, it says. As it rises, it shines brighter and brighter. And if you're someone who is pursuing wisdom, trying to get all you can, who knows there's always more to get, well, your life will shine brighter as you work in the world in the way it was designed. You'll be going with the world rather than against the world. But here's the important bit. Here is, how do we hold on to wisdom? Because the Father says, don't ever forget my words. Keep them deep within your heart. And so I wonder, how do you remember things? Maybe you use a post-it note, but maybe for more important things, you might have a diary that you would use. Maybe you'd write some things you care about in a diary. I don't know if any of the children have started diaries of any kind, or you just draw in there, or you write things. But things that are important to you, you might write them down or keep them. When I was studying earlier in life, I write down lots of wisdom that I learned at college. In here are all my notes about the book of Isaiah. In here, and there's lots of great wisdom in here. I maybe don't read it as much as I should, but I wrote it all down because it was important. I wanted to remember it. I didn't want to lose the wisdom of those smart lecturers that understood Isaiah far better than me. But he says, keep it deep within your heart. So if we keep it within our heart and not just the paper, then we need to read it again and again because we're always forgetting. And so reading again is important. And that's why we always encourage you to read the Bible or listen to an audio Bible at home. It's why we have free Bible notes at the back to help you look at the Bible, or why we have home groups to look at the Bible together. It is helping us not just to get wisdom, but to hold on to it and not lose it. And maybe if you want good ways to read the Bible as a family, with younger children particularly, then do chat to Becky, because she knows of lots of good resources that help us do that. But here's the important bit. The Father gives us a second way to hold on to wisdom. Yes, we can write it down and we can keep reading it. But then he says in verse 23, be very careful what you think. Your thoughts run your life. Don't use your mouth to tell lies. Don't ever say things that are not true. Keep your eyes focused on what is right. Keep looking straight ahead to what is good. Be careful which way you walk. Stick to what is right. Do not turn to the right or the left. Stay away from evil. Now, you see, I've underlined the important words to hear. Here, there's be careful what you think and keep your eyes focused on what is right. He's saying the more we think about unwise things, the more likely we are to do them. And if we spend our time looking at them, the more likely we are to drift off the path of wisdom towards them. I don't know how many of you ride a bike yet, but have you ever noticed that when you're riding your bike, if you look over there rather than where you're going, you'll just start turning that way naturally. But if you look straight ahead, will you keep going the right way? And so Matt's going to come up now and help us see this in action. I'm going to need this microphone for Matt over here. Oh, there we go. Matt's already found what I've got for him. Great, there we go. Maybe you just stand there. And so Matt, how is your willpower? How good are you at not giving in to temptation?
I'm pretty good, I think.
Well, I've heard that you really like jelly. I've got this lovely big jelly here. And I want you, Matt, to not eat the jelly.
You want me to not eat this massive, delicious jelly?
Well, we probably shouldn't call it delicious. That's going to make you want it even more.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably shouldn't say how delicious and wobbly it looks. But why wouldn't I? It's only very delicious.
Matt, your tongue's sticking out.
No, it's not.
No. Matt, you're leaning closer and closer to the jelly, Matt. That's probably not a good idea.
Well, I'll use my willpower. It's not wise to eat this much soft, delicious jelly.
No, don't do it, Matt. Don't. I think that's enough now, Matt. You can take it home and finish it later. I don't think anyone else is going to want it now. But there you go. There's you. Thank you very much, Matt. Give Matt a hand, yes. You see, Matt, he wasn't being careful about his thoughts. He was calling that jelly delicious. Apparently, it being wobbly is very attractive as well. He kept looking at it and staring at it. Yeah, and the father here is saying, that's not the way to hold on to wisdom. He's saying, be careful what you think about. Be careful what you look at. He's saying, when you're tempted to hit your brother or sister because they've been mean to you, don't sit there imagining it in your head, because it means you're more likely to go off and do it. Or maybe when you need to get on with your homework and not play on the Xbox, or don't daydream about the game you want to play, because you're more likely to go and do the unwise thing. Now, we've seen today that the father and the grandfather say, get wisdom. Let's stop thinking we know it all, and let's chase after wisdom. Let's know that there is always more we can learn. And most of all, let's make sure we chase after the words of God, the source of wisdom. Let's make sure that even if we don't have the wisdom to build towers or not to eat all the biscuits in the house or to resist jelly even, but let's make sure we have the wisdom of knowing that God is better than anything and that the best life, the wise life, is the one that follows his son. So let's hold on to that wisdom tightly and let's help each other to do that. So let me finish with a prayer. Lord God, we thank you that like in that song, that you love to bring us back to your truth, because we know that we do not have the wisdom, that we often forget your wisdom. But please help us to keep coming back to it, to keep putting it deep in our hearts, that we would live satisfying lives that follow Jesus. Please help us. Amen.